Stan Bush with Fight to Survive, which, let's be perfectly honest, is something we all have to do sometimes. Welcome one, welcome all, on a world spinning its way towards damnation amidst the fear and despair of a broken human race who's left to fight for what's good and pure. Handkerchief Dynasty. I am, as always, your secret professor, and yes, I will give you an extension on your fall midterm. I don't give a shit. So let me tell you something right now. The faculty, the administration, the janitorial staff, they can all shove it. Secret professor plays by his own rules. Just check it in here. Feeling pretty good, remarkably good for how disappointing the last few games have been. I mean, when taken as a total, I mean, really, the Vegas game was like a major highlight. It was like a highlight of life. It's like when the dog that you're in a band with suddenly just like really starts to nail the jam sessions and you feel like you've got a great new sound. Kind of reminds me of how the announcer's voice, as he was like so excited in the Vegas game for that OT goal by Connor, his voice just like totally broke, like as his human voice found that it was incapable of expressing through sound the amazing awesomeness of that overtime goal against the Vegas Golden Knights, who still shockingly let go of a coach named Gallant. I mean, come on, but like, it was a beautiful moment when the attempt was made to capture that awesomeness via human speech.
Connor McDavid!
One of my all-time favorite sound bites will be that. It's so beautiful. I mean, so I think the Vegas game, as I check in after this, you know, three-game stint, the Vegas game is going to be my lodestar. I'm going to pull the end of my spirit tent really tight and just take that Vegas game and use it as a stake and stake my whole spirit tent right to the ground amidst all the wind and rain for various, you know, elements in the emotional and spiritual and climate weather. It's fine. I mean, whatever. It is nice that we've reached the point. The real silver lining here for me is we've now reached the point in the season where the dog has learned to sing. I mean, what is an Edmonton Oilers season without a slightly disappointing, if not depressing, November? I mean, there's a core element in the formula here, folks. Let's all accept the fact that a big component of our letdown here as a fan base is that we just expected the endless joy of, you know, the previous 30, 40 games to just continue. And no, there's going to be bumps along the road. There's going to be changes in personnel. There's going to be the competitive forces around the NHL are the biggest thing. Every year, every single team out there is trying to get better. And if you're not getting better at least around the same rate as everyone else, you might be, I mean, it's more than just losing a step. It's like losing a bunch of steps. And I feel like that's actually how team improvement or lack of them or teams getting worse year on year, I feel like that's a much bigger component to that formula than just, oh, this player and this player, they miss so-and-so. Because it's so easy to say, I mean, of course they missed Duncan Keith. Of course, you know, obviously Mike Smith was playing really well for them the back half of last year. And you could just say, hey, they had these guys and they were good at that time, and now they don't have these guys, they have different guys and they're not good. Ergo, and there's kind of a logical sense to it, but I think what's actually more accurately transpiring is, you know, all the other teams are changing, and if the other teams around you, if the other teams you're playing, because a part of that change is also adaptation, right? I feel like right now teams have adapted pretty well to the Oilers' kind of whole routine a little bit. I mean, every one of those players watched the Oilers go deep in the playoffs last year, you know? It was a thing to see. It was intense.
Ready phasers!
Waste those motherfuckers. I mean, look at Nooch with the phaser there. Look at Nooch with the phaser there. Wow, that's such hands. It was awesome that we got Picard at the trade deadline. That was such a good pickup.
Captain, they've adapted.
Oh shit. Shit just got real. Yeah, so I mean, in this metaphor, I suppose, the rest of the NHL are the Borg. They've just adapted, you know? It's a game of adaptation. It's a game of teams adapting and then the other team counter-adapting. And this could, as much as I want to just give in to panic and despair and seasonal affect disorder, I'm going to say, hey, maybe the Oilers just need to adjust their phaser harmonics a little bit and not really, like, worry about all the malaise, you know, being mired in the malaise. Because the malaise, to be perfectly honest, I have my fill of malaise already. I don't need it in hockey as well. Ergo, second ergo, if we're tracking the ergo so far, you know, I'm going to keep it real with you and just kind of pretend everything's fine. Like the dude in the meme says. I mean, the Devils game... I mean, the Devils lost tonight, so that's something. But they were a machine on that run, and they looked like a Game Genie team to me a little bit. It was like Game Genie team where they put in some extra codes where all of a sudden, like, 6-7 of their players were just playing, like, full 99s, you know. And the Oilers showed up, and, you know, we have legitimate non-Game Genie 99s on our team, but only two of them. So, I mean, when you're playing against someone online and they're using the Game Genie on you, it's kind of, I don't know, the Jersey game, yeah, it was a disappointing loss. You know, Jersey's a pretty good team. And Skinner, you know, mishandling the puck, etc. I mean, this is the thing about just completely running with Skinner 100%. And I'm glad they went back to Campbell tonight against the Islanders. And I thought he played okay. It's, again, it's the rotation of hanging your goalies out to dry. Like, if we just were to play Skinner, like, way too much, then that we run the risk of hanging him out to dry. Because the team's not playing amazing defensively right now. We all recognize that. So I think people need to kind of calm down a little bit on Skinner. Like, maybe we'll be a 50-50 split. Is definitely what it's looking like, at least from now on. Maybe Skinner gets in a few more games if Campbell continues to struggle, but I don't know. I feel like you can't really get too high or too low on goaltending for a team in, like, any kind of short period of time. As much as it is fun to throw individuals under the bus. I mean, tonight against the Islanders, like, fuck, man. This one definitely stung a bit. It was definitely, I don't know, it kind of tested my will. Tested my stick-to-itiveness, emotionally.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December.
And December's just around the corner, folks. Hate to break it to you. I hope you're prepared.
I am alone, gazing from my window.
I mean, the Islanders. The Islanders are just a weird team. It's so somehow really, really easy. Like, during the game, I was watching and they're like, oh, Sebastian Aho. And I had to do this double take where I was like, hold on, was Sebastian Aho traded to the Islanders and somehow I missed it? And somehow I, like, don't know anything about anything in life. Up is down, black is white. Of course, they have a defenseman that has the same name as the guy on Carolina, of course. I don't know, though. Like, the Islanders, in a weird way, even though, in spite of all the history, in spite of the kind of storiedness of the franchise, I feel like I just kind of forget they exist pretty frequently. With pretty stunning regularity, given the fact that the Islanders are way cooler than the Columbus Blue Jackets, who I completely forget about most of the time. I do forget about the New York Islanders, and it's just got to be some kind of, like, mental heuristic where you only have enough space for a team in one. It's as if there was, like, a second Toronto team. I'd probably forget about them most of the time, too. You know, I'm not forgetting the Rangers exist. I'll tell you that right now. My brain is able to comprehend the existence of the New York Rangers on a pretty reliable basis. You know, I'd say like 70 games out of 82. But somehow, like, the Islanders are easy for me to forget. It's weird. It's like the Islanders are always constantly kind of doing things like hiring Lou Lamoriello and stuff to kind of like get my attention and be like, yeah, the Islanders. Or, you know, they'll make a trade with the Oilers where, you know, we give up the pick to draft Barzal and get not enough back. Yeah. Like, the universe definitely conspires to make sure I'm aware of the Islanders most of the time. But I feel like there's other kind of preternatural maybe forces emanating from a tertiary subspace manifold that are also kind of trying to push them out of my mental view. I mean, we really need to just fucking accept that there's a certain amount of pain right now. You know, don't push the pain away. Just go through the pain. This pain will purify us of our hubristic kind of hope that we would just get to cheer for amazing hockey 100% of the time from now on. Don't throw any of the players under the bus. They're all trying. They're all working. I see a team that's working hard still. I see a team that's got a certain amount of battle pretty much most nights. You know, defensive mistakes are a thing. We need to clean them up. We have individual players that we want to see play better, that we hope that we're hoping for more from. But, like, what are you going to do? Like, be, like, super pissed off about it? Start calling for heads? I mean, I don't know. Some people have started to say, to kind of table the idea of getting rid of Holland somehow. I mean, it is fair to say, like, we all basically were in agreement that if they didn't make the playoffs last year, which for a period of time it looked like was in question, let's not forget. And before the Kane signing, which was really kind of a... The Kane signing, it's really weird the amount on the ice that we seem to miss Evander Kane and Yams. I mean, we're getting Yams back at some point, so Yams going to make a difference. Various individual players, we know who they are, will play better, and that's going to make a difference. And just inch by inch, they'll just kind of build. They just need to build their game back up inch by inch a little bit here. Not freak out. The results lag, and I think they have played some good hockey the last little bit. Again, you don't beat Vegas like that if you're a bad team. Their game has just like kind of like the yips. Just got a case of the yips. It's probably going around the dressing room. It's November in Canada. There's not enough vitamin D on the face of the planet to keep the seasonal affect away. So just, I think the Oilers, the fans, keep it cool. Remember what the dog said. I think he was right. I think he was really right. You know, like, eventually, if we all exercise our instrument enough, we'll be able to scream Connor McDavid's name at the top of our lungs without having our voice crack. It'll be fine. It'll be great. It'll be amazing. Zach Lang is noting on Twitter that Ken Holland is trending with Fire Holland. I wonder what the powers that be have to say about that. From now on, whenever I'm talking about Twitter, I'm going to talk in code. So see if you can just pick up on the subtext that I'm going with here. I mean, it's been an interesting time on Twitter. Let's be honest. The new Politburo has really done a lot of things to shake things up. If Twitter does die, it's been real visually better. Thank you. Much appreciated. Shout out to the High Priest, who's taking care of sick little ones. Just everyone's getting sick like crazy, especially if you have kids that go to school. It's like a death plague. So everyone stay frosty out there. Stay stocked up on vitamins. Yeah, why don't we leave it there? Let's just keep it real. And there's no reason to get too heavy duty about it, man. So keep that in mind. Let's listen to some Heavy Duty Man from Toriyama Yuji. Thank you so much for listening, and catch you soon.
Thank you.